fitting in well with everybody so far?
Yeah, I'm having fun. The guys is, you know, mingling me in well. As we know, I played against them, so they know me and I know them, and I got mad respect, and it's good to be here, so happy.
I heard you calling out TD on the spin move. Did you get him today?
No, I didn't get him today. It was a vet day for TD. TD was chilling, so, you know, us young guys, we still got to work.
You still feel like a young guy in this league? I mean, coming to your second team here?
Kind of. I mean, I'm 6 years in. I got a lot of snaps, so, you know, until I can get acclimated in the way I feel comfortable, I'm going to continue to work and just continue to get in the playbook and learn every day, you know, from Skip and C-Mac and Cap, Cam, just try to learn the playbook. You know, as we go, I came in here late, so I was a little behind, so I'm still catching up as we go.
Everybody's kind of catching up, though, with Norv and what he's trying to do here. What are you learning about what he wants to do with this offense?
I think Norv's offensive mind is tremendous. You know, I think, you know, his philosophy and what he's trying to do is just trying to get his playmakers the ball in space, utilizing us as, you know, our abilities to the best. And, you know, I'm excited that he understands my game and knows my game and going to put me in a position to win.
You mentioned a couple months ago that you and Cam had that 7-on-7 tournament. Who won that tournament?
He won by six. His team got me by six.
So you have a bit of revenge coming up this August?
Well, we're supposed to play each other this Monday, so hopefully we get a win this Monday. That's the plan.
On Monday? Where's that at?
In Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what age group?
High school kids.
Okay.
How important is that, seeing, you know, not only you're obviously playing at the highest level possible, but seeing the development of that next generation and fostering what you've learned and obviously won quite a bit in this game with them?
Well, we got a great game. You know, our game is based on, you know, the Marshall Faulks and us, Damian Thomases, and, you know, everybody in the past, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, to put us in a position today. So we're not doing nothing but, you know, what they did to us, what I learned from, you know, from the older guys who are not in the league no more. I'm just passing it down.
As your game has developed, is there something that you've seen and that you're able to pass on to them about, hey, as you grow in this game, your game is going to have to change?
Yeah. You know, biggest thing is just IQ. You know, I pride myself. Pretty much, you guys will get to know that. But everybody knows that about me in this league. I just pride myself on knowing my assignment, knowing what's coming, and try to help all my teammates as much as possible. Just be a cerebral guy on and off the field, heavy in the film room. Something I learned from, you know, the vets I got to play with in Denver.
So what is up with all the layers? They were giving you some crap for that.
It's just how I practice. I mean, it's, you know, it's nothing. I've been in sweats. You can go pull up any tapes back in the day. Many practice pitchers, I've always been the sweats and the hoodie. It's just since I came in my rookie year, that's how I practice. And, you know, I kind of – it's a practice heavy, and then you just play light because, you know, during game day I had no sleeves or nothing on. So,
But have you been to South Carolina in July and August?
That's what they say. But I'm going to be like this, you know, whether it's 105 or -3. You know, this is how I'm going to be. So
all the whole time?
Yeah, I'm going to be like this the whole time. I'm not going to change what I do and how I do it. So.
You mentioned that Norv tries to get the ball in the hands of playmakers. A lot of playmakers on this offense between you and Christian and Devin and Greg. You know, do you think there are enough balls to go around?
It's one football. I think it's, you know, team success always comes first. And with team success come individual success. So, you know, if Funches and DJ and Greg and Jerry's, they're catching, Tory catching balls down the field, you know, to open up a lot for myself. Cam with his feet and C-Mac with his feet. So, you know, having that option in the pass game, that threat that we can push the ball down the field, and we got so many weapons, it's going to be hard to prepare for us. So, but it's on us every day to make sure we get it right, you know, get it together, you know, do everything we possibly can do to be that best offense we can possibly be coming this season.
Have you ever had to block for a running quarterback like Cam coming right up behind you?
No. I mean, you know, it's no difference than, you know, blocking for Peyton. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he's a high-demanded player. You want to keep him on the field all the time. So, you know, I'm glad I'm over here to keep him on his feet.
Peyton has a little bit of different, like, pocket presence than Cam, right?
I mean, Peyton ain't going to get out of there. So, you know, you just got to fit up well. But I'm known to be a good pass blocker and just take my technique and what I'm learning from Coach Skip, which is something new that, you know, I think that's going to be super helpful. So, I'll be all right.
CJ, you had 1,000 yards last year. You should be in your prime age-wise. Why do you think there wasn't, I don't know, for lack of a better word, a bidding war for your services, and that you did end up signing later?
Don't ask me. I don't know. I asked 32 teams. I don't know. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be in Carolina. You know, like you said, I'm in my prime. You know, I think I got an opportunity to do something really special here. You know, I actually.